You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. Class is in session. Now, to help you look good when you land those media interviews that you're pitching yourself for, we have Nicole Achi in the classroom today, and she is a personal stylist who specializes in dressing women for on-camera appearances. I'm so glad she's here because she's going to give us some of her favorite secrets to help make sure that you look good once the red light goes on.
I started my business 10 years ago, but it sort of came from being, I was in PR and then I was in the academic world. And what I saw was that many women were getting opportunities to be in the spotlight. I worked at Harvard for a while and there was a lot of thought leaders there. And when women would get the chance, one of the first things I saw happening with them was that they were doubting like their appearance. And these were like really well, I mean, some of these names are very well-known names. And I was sort of in the background watching this, and because I had a background in PR and I had been trained how to dress people for television, but it was mostly men, I sort of started thinking about like how these brilliant women kind of like weren't showing up fully. And in part, this was something holding them back. And so it sort of became like a mission, not so much from the clothes, though that's interesting to me, but because I wanted women to step into their power.
Now, once we get our mind right, we're feeling good. What details should we consider about the clothing that we select when we go on camera?
The necklines, because necklines and what happens from the bust up is very important on television, because ultimately, whether it's a full body shot or you're sitting at a desk or something, we're focusing on your message, which is your face, it's you speaking. So putting really distracting things, say by your feet, is not the best plan for media. Right? So these are the kind of things that like, this is why it takes some practice. But the good thing about the practice is that when you start to think of it this way, it just becomes a strategy, not a reflection of you necessarily. And like, you know, what you're doing wrong or your weight. That's why I think the planning is important. So when you're going on television, all of these tips would work if you are doing interviews at home because of the kind of climate we're in right now. But the things to think about when you're like in it, stepping into a studio, this is where it's a little bit, all of these will apply, but they're more amplified in a studio. So what you want to do is see what is the background that you're going to be against. Generally speaking, blue is the predominant color for things like morning shows, news, stuff like that. Blue, reds, those are sort of the typical. So picking shades that will contrast. Or if it's like a blue background, you know, maybe it's like a medium blue, you want to pick a cobalt blue if blue is an important color to your brand. I think that one of the other things, not to put so much emphasis on the planning piece, but it is important that because you're doing this to further your personal brand, you want to think about what are the clothes that you wore for, say, your photo shoot for your website or whatever, and are there signature pieces that really feel like you? So if you have an edgier style and you know, you kind of go for more of a leather jacket look versus, you know, a blazer or something, or leather or something like that is an important part of your feeling self-expressed. Well, then you want to bring that into your media as much as possible so that when somebody then goes back to your website, there's this feeling of consistency between how they saw you in that media clip and how they're seeing you on social media or on your website. So that's the other point of planning.
Okay, so I love your point about signature pieces as elements that keep our visual messaging consistent in front of our audiences. Now, I know you probably get this question a lot. What about colors? Like, do we take skin tones into consideration, backdrops? What's your advice there?
I think that in general, when we talk about colors, everybody, you know, there's probably a lot of people listening, so there's a lot of skin colors, and I can't speak to everybody's exact one, but here's a tip. When you don't know and you're in doubt, always go with the jewel tone. So emerald, ruby, amethyst, those kind of colors look good on all skin tones because they have enough saturation. Like they're not pastel, they're not too bright. And so those are good colors to start with. If you're someone that generally wears a lot of black, you need to make sure that if you don't have your makeup being done as part of that interview, you have it be done professionally, because as we age, and I mean over like 22, which I ain't in that anymore, so I cling to this tip like it's my life. Black and basically casts a shadow up. And when you're on television, the lights are there's a lot, which is why dressing people for television is a bit different than just dressing people to look cute at brunch, because there's more pieces you have to consider. And so the lighting is very bright, so you're already going to be washed out. Then you're wearing black, which is casting shadows and then washing you out more. And this is sort of against all, this is almost all colors of skin. So you want to make sure that you have professional makeup. If you really want to wear black, it's not a problem. It just means you have to put the color back into your face somewhere. And if you choose to go with a more jewel tone color or whatever, you're going to get that kind of more automatically. I still think that professional makeup is critical. Lots of things are lost, again, in all those lights. So not uncommon for my clients to often wear like strip eyelashes. Not, you don't have to go get them done, just because it makes your eyes pop out more, because with all that lighting, it can kind of flood you. So for colors, that's really what should be considered. The other thing is when you're against a busy background, so oftentimes, particularly with things like morning shows, the background is kind of like the back of the newsroom kind of look. Anything that's that busy, and that includes if you're doing interviews on Zoom from your living room, right? And you're like, whatever, your kids' toys, you want to do a solid color to make you stand out between you and the background, which is very busy. Prints are not necessarily a problem, but it's just, you're going to have a more of a sense of gravitas and you're going to be more anchored in the video if you are wearing a solid color.
I appreciate you so much for listing out all those variables we need to consider when we're choosing the right outfit for our media appearances. That's perfect. Now, you have to have some no-nos, like some absolute like never-dos, right?
The other thing to consider also that I feel like is worth saying here, because some people are like, well, my brand is really flashy. Always remember that anything with shine in it, whether it be like a satin or whether it be full-on sequin situation, which may in fact be your brand, may be better left for public speaking. And here's why. Those lights amplify everything. Shine and light means that everything looks bigger, right? Because the light bounces off the shine, and you may be relatively slim, but if you're in a shiny fabric or something like that, it can highlight things that like you wouldn't even notice in real life that almost seem like they're not there. So that is something I would always go with, like a more matte fabric, and then you shine strategically in accessories. So again, bust up. You can wear a cuff, that's fine, but just think when you're talking and people see, are looking at you, are we distracting from, if you talk like your hands a lot with me, it's not wise for me to put a cuff on, because then you're like kind of watching my arm move around, right? So bigger earrings, necklaces that are above the bust line so that we are drawing attention. Generally speaking, the only thing I say, like really, really, I would just stay away from is very small repeating patterns on television can appear to vibrate. So that's very distracting. And usually a producer will not let you get they'll be like, go change. So don't put yourself in that position. The shine and the sort of very small print are the two that I just think are like absolute no-nos. After that, it is kind of based on your brand and your style.
Okay. So I know some of us are doing the mental inventory and figuring out what we've got going on, like what our situation is. I know right now I'm like, okay, so let me throw out half of the things in my closet. This is so good. Now, these tips are even, transferable to the everyday. Like maybe the next time I go to my socially distanced brunch, I take these things in mind when I'm like making sure I drape clothing over my arms and my waist and things like that. I honestly, maybe I'm not going anywhere until I get Michelle Obama arms, because...
And I have to say, nobody cares as much as you do. And really nobody... Especially when you're presenting your ideas, people are really focusing on that, unless you're wearing something like so outrageous, in which case maybe that's part of your brand. I don't know. But it takes a lot. The other thing to remember too is just that the eye will always go to human skin first. So being strategic about that is important. That's why I usually recommend that like you have some skin open by your face. I mean, obviously not too low, but just like a little bit, because that's what draws our eye. Because we're humans, that's what we do. So I think those kind of things, but in real life, there's a lot more dimensions. People can see you more. So some of these things like are really picky for TV, but in real life, like they don't matter as much because we can see all of you.
What would your homework for us be?
Okay, so go into your closet. Number one, do you have anything in your closet right now that if you got a call from a producer saying, we can't wait to have you on tomorrow morning, you would be ready to go? Okay, granted, you may not know the background color, maybe it's a blue dress and the same blue, but just generally, do you have that sparks excitement that will set you up for these opportunities? But look in your closet, see what works for you right now, make a list on your phone in the notes section. So when you are ready to shop, you're ready to go.
You can get even more of Nicole's tips on her weekly podcast, the Self-Styled Podcast. It is so good. And if you're thinking, scratch all this, I just want her to do the work for me, then you can reach out to her at Nicole Achi. That's O-T-C-H-Y, NicoleAchi.com. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.